As of this morning, you can no longer get Uber or Lyft in Austin, Texas. Both companies have suspended service in the city indefinitely after residents over the weekend voted to keep a new city law that regulates ride-sharing services and requires them, among other things, to fingerprint drivers as part of the background check process. Nathan Bernier is a reporter with Here Now contributor KUT. He's with us from Austin. Hi, Nathan.
Hey, Jeremy.
Well, what kind of message are users getting if they try to open up Uber or Lyft today in Austin?
Well, if they try and run the app, they are informed that the companies don't work here. There's also both Uber and Lyft have provided a button that people can press to contact their city council member to the idea is, you know, pressure them to change or walk back the regulations specifically on the fingerprinting so that Uber and Lyft return to Austin.
Well, how are people reacting in Austin to this? Are people happy that that the law is going to require that they do the things that Uber and Lyft did not want?
I would say reaction is mixed, especially if you look on social media. There are some people who say Austin stood up to multi-billion dollar corporations and have, you know, sent a message across the nation that we won't be bullied. Other people say, well, the practical reality is now we have no ride-hailing apps in this city. We have 915 cabs to meet demand, and frankly, they are not capable of doing that on Friday and Saturday nights and during special events. And so, you know, those people, and there are also some people I've seen online who are upset that they've lost their full or part-time jobs driving for Uber and Lyft. So mixed reaction. I mean, we had 17% turnout in this election, but the reaction seems like it was well beyond 17%.
Well, and this is not the first place where this issue of fingerprinting has come up for Uber and Lyft. In fact, we talked to the co-founder and president of Lyft, John Zimmer, just last month, and I asked him about background checks and the fact that Lyft doesn't fingerprint drivers as many taxi companies do. This is what he said.
You know, one thing is having the right set of data, and the other thing is having strict criteria. And on both those, you know, we're very confident that we're taking the right steps. And again, you know, we are users of the service and our family members are, and safety is the top priority.
Saying basically that fingerprinting isn't necessary because they have other data that they can show that their drivers are safe drivers and people that should be behind the wheel of a Lyft. Did Uber and Lyft make that argument, and did voters just not buy it?
Uber and Lyft made a number of arguments. One of them was that the GPS tracking technology in their apps, coupled with the national background checks they already conduct, ensures their drivers are safe. They also made arguments about their services contributing to a decline in DWI crashes, which was debated also. It seemed like their messaging wasn't focused on one clear thing. That may have harmed them overall in the campaign. It is remarkable. They spent almost $9 million in this election. And the other side, the anti-Prop 1 forces that were opposed to the ordinance drafted by Uber and Lyft, they had less than $200,000. So it was quite a difference in spending. And still, Uber and Lyft didn't manage to have this measure passed.
Well, and something similar happened in San Antonio last year. Both companies pulled out after the city passed a fingerprinting requirement. And then they came back a few months later after San Antonio loosened its regulations. So we'll have to see if the same happens in Austin. Nathan Bernier with Here Now contributor KUT. Thank you.
Thanks, Jeremy.